Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. it gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, love bombs.
Hopefully you're feeling the new music.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like you're on an island gal?
It's a new year, it's a new us, and we decided to do something new.
Yeah, even the baddest bitches need a makeover.
It was time. Mm-hmm. It was time. So yeah, how's it going?
It's going good. How's your weekend?
My weekend was good. Let me think about it. You know, it's...
Photo shoot.
Oh.
We did a lot this week.
Yeah, we had a photo shoot on Saturday.
Girl, it's a photo shoot.
That's another part of the new. It's Black History Month, okay? We got our foot extra tough on your necks.
On the whites' necks.
So, we had our photo shoot, which took all damn day. But it was fun. Amazing time.
Yeah.
And we did a little something else. And then Sunday was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
49ers. Let me be honest, I'm not even into fucking football, but the 49ers home team, well, one of the home teams, was in the Super Bowl, so I was hoping they would win, but they didn't. Mm-mm. But you know what? As I've learned more about football, I see that Kansas City is a black team, so you know what? That's okay.
Rooting for everybody black,
that's fine. They got some fine men on that team, and I'm okay with that, mm-hmm. And they're black. Yeah, but they do have some fine white men, too, because Travis Kelce is fine.
He is.
He's fine, fine. Okay.
Now, that's when you said that he could put his milk in your chocolate or whatever.
Mayonnaise in my salad.
Just the thought of mayo.
He can put his cream in my coffee.
Yeah, that works better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the exact same weekend.
Pies is the one that said mayonnaise.
He's nasty. He's fucking nasty. He's so nasty. He's so nasty. So anyway, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yeah, so you already mentioned Kansas City. Just so y'all know, Patrick Mahomes, the black quarterback, he's only the third quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Amazing.
Black excellence.
What a way to kick off
Black
History Month.
That's how you kick off Black History Month.
Congrats to that brother.
Did you see the Chiefs in the locker room dancing to Roddy Ricch?
No.
The box, they were like, she sucked a nigga song.
Oh, man, got the cash out.
I'll send it to you.
Send that to me.
Let a nigga know.
Well, they have a lot of brothers on that team.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I'm sure Travis was up in there turning up.
He better not have been saying nigga.
I hope not, but he was probably like, she sucked a song. Got the cash out. Yeah.
You know, when I was watching that football, I'm like, I see how they get CTE. It's a little too rough.
That hit? that hit, that one that I was like, oh my God, that was a terrible hit. It was somebody on the Niners. I was like,
his brain was shattered.
His brain was Harlem shaking.
Yeah, I'm like, they got to figure out something else. It's too much. I don't think I could date a football player.
I'm not letting my kid play football.
Yeah, if I have a son and he want to play football, I'm going to be like, baby, you want to play a little bit of golf or baseball?
Baseball, baby.
You want to play golf or baseball?
Hey, or soccer.
Yeah.
Baseball preferably because they're getting coined.
Golf too.
Get your point.
They get a lot of, they put a lot of people on those baseball teams, so you might, you know.
You still get coin.
We're going to raise up a, I know I'm saying he might get a better chance at being a baseball player, but I will raise up a child in the way that he should go.
Period, poo.
So yeah, what else?
G-Eazy and Megan Thee Stallion. That shattered the internet.
I don't know why.
All the memes. I don't know. Y'all probably seen it. I'm sure y'all seen it. Come on, it's everywhere. G-Eazy, girl. The, him slobbering all over and Megan Thee Stallion grabbing all over her big body. I'm like, let go of her body, Audie Audie. People, I mean, saying, I really don't care, but.
Yeah, I don't care either. But people are like, G-Eazy.
Has been with it, though.
He's been with it.
Somebody leaked
him?
His prom photo where he was nestled
black
up.
Woman. He is from the Bay. He is really the Bay white boys hit different.
Yeah.
No, really, they do, because I went to school with some that were like real, you know.
Good with it.
Just wrapped into the culture.
Yeah, that's how they be.
They become one of us.
Yeah.
So that's the type of white boy G-Eazy is. So I'm like, I saw all this stuff on Twitter talking about, you know, in 2020, the black women are switching sides. They're done with your shit. And they said that he was kissing her on the part where Roddy Ricch say, you ain't got to deal with none of these niggas no more.
If you have any beans, is it okay? Is it okay if I call you my...
I'm like,
Megan look like, nigga, you just slapped off my Fenty. You licked it off.
First of all, did you know that Megan is only 23? Or
yeah, she's young.
I didn't know she was that young. But
and G-Eazy is old. Not old. He's the same as us.
He's older. But anyway, I don't even think they're really in a relationship. I think that they're just having fun.
I think it's Cap.
Germany, you need to...
I think they capping.
The cap. Yeah, I think it's just for a little bit of internet fun.
I think so, because his boo who he was really dating was like...
She put the
Nicki Minaj thought box. She said, thought box. Boy, you are getting in any thought box. What is a thought box song? Is a song called Thought Box?
I never heard of that. All I heard is Thought Diana.
No, it's another... Okay, now you got to step it up.
Okay, well...
Step your pussy game up. He said it was like some song about thought box, and she was like shaking her head like...
I didn't even know he had a girlfriend. I thought he was still with Halsey.
No, that's been not a thing. Come on.
I thought they had reactivated it.
No, it wasn't reactivated.
Okay, well, I hope that's not his girlfriend, because I don't care if it's for entertainment or you're an entertainer. You won't make me look a fool.
I think they were dating. It was something kind of serious-ish, but he slapped Megan's body, Audie Audie, on his page. I'm like, oh, with a couple hearts.
That's why I can't deal with these entertainers. They hit different and they bring a different level of stress to your life.
Yeah.
I just need regular nigga.
Right. Regular nigga who got
and
a job.
And that's on period.
Yeah.
So, that's it?
That's it. I think that's it, y'all. Y'all know what's popping.
Okay, that's it for this week. What's also popping is the rating and the reviews.
Talk about it.
The ratings and reviews help us pop.
Mm-hmm.
So we need you to pop one over and leave one.
Yeah. Pause this podcast.
Pause it. Leave your rating. Leave your review. It really helps this podcast get in the ears, in the car, in the speakers of some willing to listen homegirls and girlfriends. We need this. We
do
need
your
this
part.
To help us grow in 2020. This is a part of the step on your neck package.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to highlight our review of the week. This comes from R. Jeezy's. She says, God is always on time.
That's what she said.
She started it off. I recently discovered you all 2 weeks ago, and let me just say, you guys saved me. I listen to y'all every day at my white man gig and find myself taking notes and slowly implementing your advice. I'm so glad I found this podcast and look forward to growing with you ladies and watching your success. P.S. I subscribe to BGB on Patreon to get my daily fix. Yeah, it's that real.
Thank you.
Yeah, that way. And you are helping us with our success because you're over there on Patreon.
Only been
you're
here 2 weeks.
You're leaving a rating and a review. You're catching.
This is a model.
This is a model homegirl. If you want to know what a homegirl looks like, it's RGZ. Hello?
Period, boo.
Tap in.
Now, you mentioned Patreon.
I did.
Okay, so if you're new here, Patreon is a platform that creatives are using, specifically us, to garner support from our community.
And to keep our lights on.
Yes, to garner support from our community. It helps us fund this podcast. Hopefully come to your city. We got a lot of things lined up this year. Not even going to cap.
If you say we have them, we do have a lot.
No, seriously, we have a lot of stuff. So y'all know it's not free to do the show. Period. It's not free to do the show. So everybody who's subscribing over on Patreon, we love you for it. It means so much to us.
So much.
What else you about to say?
If you're on Patreon, sit tight.
Yeah, sit tight.
Because we are so close to our 100 patron goal where we are going to be having an amazing giveaway. So now's the time.
Now's the time. Also, we just dropped our affirmations, our February affirmations over on Patreon. So there's new content up. The playlist will be up this week. And we'll have our mid-month check-in. We're working on getting some video content up there for you girls. Mm-hmm. So just hold on to your titties, okay?
Yeah.
So our patron homegirls, let it rip.
So we have Casey.
What it do, Casey?
Saran.
Hey, Saran.
Destiny.
Destiny.
Stisha.
Hey, Stisha girl.
Lauren.
Lauren, what's up, boo?
Catrice.
Hey, Catrice.
Johida.
Hey, Johida.
Amber. Tierra.
Tierra.
And Kirby.
Kirby, I love that name. Welcome to the gang.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin named Kirby. Welcome to the gang. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay.
So last week's episode. Damn, we really be having to roll through these church announcements.
Yeah, I know.
So last week's episode was episode 130. It was our last and final episode of our series, Make It Happen, Sis. That was part four, the art of self-promotion. So an affirmation that we chose to share with you all last week was, I am proud of the things I do. I'm confident and comfortable sharing what I'm good at. So, we chatted about self-promotion, which is essentially the attempt to present yourself and to others as a successful, accomplished, and capable individual. So we know that self-promotion and self-promoting is hard, but it's a necessary component of garnering support and building confidence. Right. Mm-hmm. So we chatted about why self-promotion is important. We also gave you some tips if you're struggling with letting people know, like, all the amazing things that you're doing. Yes. Because we know it's hard as fuck.
But
and
it's
we talk
important
about it.
As fuck as well.
And it's doable.
It's doable. Yes. So we hope you all enjoyed that series. We got some good feedback. The Make It Happen Sis series seems to be helping a lot of the mommies.
I think you girls are just liking the series in general, which is great because that's the approach we're taking.
And we're back at it again with the
glad
new
you're
series.
On board.
We're back at it again with the new series. So this month, our series is our Love Is series.
Yes, love is.
We're going to be focusing on relationships, all the different type of relationships. The relationship you have with yourself, the relationship you have with resources, love relationships, relationships in general. So that's what we're talking about this month. We hope you all are ready to learn some new information.
Tapped in.
Peel back some layers. And do what we do. Fill up our tools.
Come on. Get shit. Come on. You got it. It's
our tool
you're full.
Kits.
Come on. You're full.
With tools.
Yes.
That's what we're doing over here.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
So today we are going to be talking about attracting the love you desire. We attract some things, but sometimes they're not what we desire. So we're going to do this filtering. We're going to learn how to filter so that we can only attract the things that we desire and that we want in our lives. We've talked about manifestation, but now we're kind of zoning in on the love part.
Yeah.
Which is very important because we want love.
We do.
We want love.
This is a year of love, baby.
That's what it is. You said that.
Mm-hmm. And it's happening. It's coming to us.
So we stumbled across some information that we thought, hey, let's bring this back to the homegirls. That's what we do over here at the Homegirl Depot. Mm-hmm. Terry Cole, she is a psychotherapist. She's a teacher. She has a podcast. She talks a lot about love. This is her specialty, love. And so she presented this information called the romantic attraction archetype. And basically what this is who you attract. The type of motherfuckers you're attracting.
What you're bringing in.
And it's influenced by a lot of different factors that we've talked about on this show a lot. But things like the way your parents related to you as a child, the model of love that you witnessed growing up, the type of relationships around you, and just your natural personality preferences. Things that just because who you are, this is the type of person that you attract.
Yeah. So There are four main attraction types that we're going to be talking about today. And that, again, Terry taught us.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the fixer, the follower, the striver, and the soloist. So this is who you perceive as a viable dating partner and as viable dating material. So ultimately, this should help us decide what we want going forward, what we're willing to deal with and tolerate, because we want to avoid dating our ex, right? Which is basically having the same old experiences with a new person.
Yeah.
So we're heightening our self-awareness.
Yes. Period. So that we can get something new.
New.
Because it's easy.
Tired of dating that new nigga with the same old tendency.
Yes. The same nigga in a new body.
You my old nigga.
The same nigga in a new body.
Yeah. The new face. New
the
face,
same
case.
Gal in a new body.
New face, same case.
Whoever
nigga.
You're dating. Yeah. Yeah. Self-awareness is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is easy. It's easy to just like keep dating and attracting the same type of people, because how often is it that we just make these modifications that allow us to attract new?
But guess what? That means we're the common thread. We're the denominator.
Period.
And now we're bringing it back to ourselves.
And this, when you want better, you do better. And when you know better, you do better. Took it to the streets on you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing
the
today.
The street hoe.
So that's what we're doing today. Figuring out how to do better and be better.
What's
so,
good?
The first type is called the fixer.
Mm-hmm.
So on this part of the show, just keep your antennas up. Listen for signs of, hey, I think that may be me.
Or listen for signs of, hey, that may be my homegirl. Let me send this to her.
Exactly.
Each one teach one. Share the show.
Raise up.
Pause really quickly. We want to call to action really quickly.
Okay, call.
If you love this show, share it with your homegirls. Share it on your Instagram stories. For sure, share it on your Instagram stories. Follow us over on Instagram. That's the least you can do.
That's what you can do. Yes.
It's how you do your part here. Okay, play.
Play. Okay, so this portion of the show, just keep your antennas up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for signs of, I think that might be me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like she said, that may be my sister, my friend, someone that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna take that information. And on the second part of the show, we're going to tell you
what to do with it.
Record scratch and do better.
Period.
So this is the part where we're doing the self-awareness.
Let's get it.
So first type, the fixer.
First type? This.
So the fixer, if you're a fixer, you attract partners who are struggling
mm-hmm.
or may need to be saved.
Don't okay? save her.
So this might include people who have problems with addiction, or they might have mental health challenges, or like, you know, there's so many different things, or they just may not be living up to their full potential. I think, you know,
bottom of the barrel.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it is what it is.
And so some red flags that may present themselves if you're a fixer and you're in a relationship may be their life. This is the person you've attracted. Their life is not working. And they're looking for someone to take care of them. They're looking for someone to give them advice, someone to figure out solutions to all of their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking to you for that. And they want you to give them all of your resources and forget about your responsibilities just so that you can show up for them.
And they can lean on you.
And they can lean on you. And you know what? You probably can't lean on them. That's how you know. You're fixing.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you lean on me sometimes and I lean on you sometimes. We lean on each other. We help each other. It's you're the person who's always providing.
The fixture.
And never able to receive, because you know why? They ain't got it.
They ain't got no resources.
They can't. They don't have anything for you to receive. Mm. So yes, this is the fixer.
Okay, next. We're talking about the follower. So the follower usually attracts partners who can be controlling. These people are manipulative.
Mm.
They might be poor listeners. They're not hearing what you have to say.
Right.
And when it's really, really bad in some extreme cases, you know, they might even be abusive emotionally, verbally, physically, aggressive. They're doing a lot.
Yeah.
The baby, are we doing too much?
You are.
Right. And then they also become very emotionally and financially dependent on you. Again, using my resources. Once my money's involved, oh, nigga, my money?
That's, yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing?
But because this type of person that you attract is manipulative.
Yeah.
They do it
in a way that you might not even realize.
Yeah, like really covert. Like, you know, it's not like, bitch, it's a stick up. Give me your money. You know what I'm saying? It's like little sneaky ways.
It's
that
like
they
I'm taking
you.
A coin here, a coin there.
Yeah.
And now it's all mine.
The penny pinch.
They might be gaslighting you.
Yes.
The gaslighter.
Yes.
That's what this also is. The alias gaslighter.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was because tomorrow's our anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that's happening. Tomorrow. It's our anniversary. Eight years
in this thing. Kobe year.
Kobe year, yes.
The flip and tumble. Okay, so the red flags are the follower. These are partners who are overly concerned about where you are, what you doing, who you with, blowing your goddamn phone up.
Yes.
They're displaying jealous tendencies early in the dating experience. So this
prematurely.
Yeah, like, nigga, what are you doing? They might be jealous of your friends, your family, your other relationships, likely relationships that were established before they popped in.
Yeah.
Trying to switch up the tempo.
That's how you know.
Right. So they're being a boundary bully and a bad sharer. So they might want you all to themselves. They may not respect, like, hey, I have plans with my mother. I have to do this with my father.
Exactly.
They're just like, okay, you don't need to go to that.
Right.
Or let me come.
Or I wanted to be with you. Like,
let me pull up.
Listen.
Listen,
you have to back up.
Yeah. Back okay. up before you get slapped.
Please. And then there's the striver.
Mm-hmm.
So strivers attract partners who are emotionally, maybe they live far away. They're unavailable. They're emotionally or physically unavailable. So maybe they live far away. Maybe they're married. Maybe they're in a relationship. Danger zone.
T.
They're just unavailable.
T.
Some way, some form, some shape or another.
Mm-hmm.
They may also be easily displeased and withhold approval from you, using their disapproval as a way to control you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't really like that. You know.
Yeah, I hate when you go out.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, I don't like your friends.
Or you're gonna dress like that. People like that.
You're gonna
odd.
Wear makeup.
Yeah, I don't like women who wear makeup. I don't like women who wear weaves or whatever they say to kind of try to gain control over you. And it's like, you know what? I don't really care what you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. It's about me. And some red flags in this situation are they prioritize their life over your relationship. So these people may be workaholics or constantly choose to spend time with their friends or whatever over you.
Mm.
And they're also very judgy and disapproving of others.
Mm-hmm. That might be happening.
That might be happening.
Next, we have the soloist. So the soloist, baby, you ain't attracting nobody. No one. It's because you're not dating, right? Yeah. You're not actually dating anybody.
I'm damn near a soloist.
No, you are not. My God, the drama. The drama. No, so the red flags, you know, you've basically given up on the dating app scene or dating in general. You're done here. You're checked out. You've clocked out. So a lot of this is because of fear of repeating past experiences, bad experiences at that. You don't want to be vulnerable. You don't want to be trapped.
Yeah.
They're trapped. That's the part where I'm like, I don't really want to be trapped.
It's like, yeah.
You don't want to be hurt or ending up like your parents or your loved ones. Shit that you seen go bad because you're putting yourself out there like, see, I let this nigga see who I really am and now he done left
or
me.
Or like, I see that so-and-so is in a relationship and all her freedom is zapped up. And
oh, yeah, I feel that.
In order to prevent that, I'm just not going to be in one.
Yeah.
I'm just not even going to take it there because I see how bad it can go. Without even really giving it a try to see how it can go for you.
My friend tells me, why don't you start starting from the hole and start starting from the hole? Like the hole of an issue, like stop looking at it like, okay, so say for instance, like you just mentioned, I don't want to be in a relationship because I see my friend is in one and it's trapped. Instead of using that as a starting point, like I don't want to be in it because of this, start from like the way you feel if you were in a trapped situation vibe, you know, like, I need a relationship that makes me feel content, secure.
And not trapped.
And yeah, maybe not the word trapped because we're using that.
Okay.
But yeah, like I need a relationship that makes me feel like I'm thriving, like I'm secure with my partner, as opposed to comparing somebody else's experience to what you don't want for yourself.
Mm,
like
see,
that.
I see what you mean.
Starting from the hole. And don't start from the hole, like the actual hole in the situation.
Got it.
I'm trying that.
The
H-O-L-E
versus the W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah, the whole. Yeah, exactly. Because you know I'll be like, that bitch can't go nowhere. I never want to be like that. I need to be able to go out and shake my ass with my friends.
Freedom is really essential for me to thrive. And same. It keeps popping up in the pattern app for me when it comes to relationships. It says that freedom is key for you. And freedom. Oh, I know, baby.
I can't move.
Whatever. If you want to trap me, if you want to be jealous, if you want to take up all my time, we're not going to work because I need my time. I need my freedom. Like, even this is a sidebar, but even when I'm in a relationship, you know, I like being with my nigga and hanging out and all that. But after a certain time, I'm like, you don't got nothing else to do.
Right.
Like, we got to separate and then we're going to come back together. But we got to give each other a little bit of space.
Yeah.
So once you've, if you've recognized some signs from these four different types in yourself, if you recognize you in some of these types, then there's a way to change this. It just takes a couple of steps. Self-awareness is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, though. We knew that already. We talk about that all the time.
That's always the first
step. Self-awareness.
Foundational step.
When you know, you know. Mm-hmm. So once you know, then it's like, okay, what do I do from here? So make it your mission to become an expert on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm like,
You said, What else you got to say?
Right.
When you have this knowledge about yourself and the intention behind it, then you can change and up-level your attraction type to be what you desire.
Yes.
So there can be some alignment here. It's like, okay, I understand that
some
this is
consciousness.
What I... Yeah, I understand that this is how I've been in the past, and I'm aware of how this didn't serve me or how this didn't feel so well or how it turned out. So with this information and knowledge, I can now do something different so that I can become more in alignment and attract something more in alignment for what I say I want for myself.
And I can be the best version. I'm bringing the best version of me, and hopefully the best version of somebody else pulls up.
That's the first step.
Because yes.
We can't be all and then expect.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the first step.
Step two.
Know yourself.
Prioritize your own needs and desires, your preferences. So once you are aware and you have prioritized what it is that you want, need, then this basically leads to some better dating interactions. Yeah. And attraction. We're not dating just whoever's here.
We're not.
We have to go in with some intention. Again, it's like, okay, I know that my preference is this, this, this. Therefore, when the nigga shows up and he doesn't have this, 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 I can be like, bye.
You're not it.
Yeah.
You're not it. And that's a perfect segue into step three.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consciously choose a potential mate.
Yes.
It's so easy to unconsciously date because a lot of the times we date from a place of loneliness.
From the hole.
Yeah, we date from a place of loneliness, a place from, oh, this is what's available to me versus, no, actually this doesn't work for me. This is not in alignment with what I say I want. I have this list and you don't match anything on the list. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine saying, I have my list in my hand. You're actually not on.
Yeah.
You don't have anything on this list.
But once you take a more conscious approach to choosing your mate, you notice that there's a lot of people that you won't be entertaining. So, you know, you may have some bouts of loneliness. But when you do get your person, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. I see why.
Yes.
I see why this was worth it.
Yes.
So we're doing conscious dating.
We're doing conscious dating, which leads us into how do we bring these people into our vortex? How do we attract a compatible partner?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're going to go into now.
Right.
Get your pens out, bitches. So number one, you want to know your ideals. We got to take some time to decide what traits we want in our future lovers, in our partners. That's really important, right? So if you're writing it down, if you... keeping tabs, core desire, feelings.
You know, we write it down.
Yeah, I know we write it down. We want to
write it down and
make
it plain.
Right. That's another thing in the Bible.
But do we follow?
Right. So in addition to taking some time to decide what we want, we need to evaluate what traits that you'll offer them in return, right? What are we bringing to the table? Right? It'll be helpful to pay attention to some big categories.
Yeah, there's a way. There's a way to do this. Psychology Today broke it down perfectly. So they said that there's three categories that a lot of our ideals fall under, right? Mm-hmm. And so the categories are...
The category is?
Warmth and trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Attractiveness and vitality. And status and resources. So it's up to you to rank the importance of these categories. They may look different. Germany's top category may be warmth and trustworthiness, and mine may be status and resources. So when we're presented with these potential partners, and I'm like, wow, I'm really feeling him. He has a great job. He takes care of business. And then Germany's talking about, what is he like?
What does he do for work?
Or is he trustworthy? Can you trust him? And I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about that or whatever. It's because the ranking is different. So you have to figure out your ranking and what's most important to you when you're creating these ideals, because when someone presents themselves, when opportunities present themselves, you can refer to this and be like, oh, okay, this is what it is, or this is what it ain't.
Right. What's important for you?
let's see. Out of the categories, warmth and trustworthiness, attractiveness. Ooh, this is tough. God darn. Okay, so I'm going to say, you put me on the spot.
Sorry.
Number one would be, let me really think about this. I done had a moment, because when I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm going to say status and resources is one.
Yeah. Right up there. That's pretty important. That's up there.
And then I was thinking warmth and trustworthiness would be second, and then attractiveness and vitality would be third. But
I think that's cool.
Sometimes they can flip-flop. I think that's how I really should be operating. Sometimes I put attractiveness up a little higher and then the other things lower. And that may be why I be getting fucked from the front and the back.
No, you don't.
Actually, I haven't got fucked from the front and the back. I'm just talking.
Just the front.
But so I would say status and resources, warmth and trustworthiness, and then attractiveness and vitality. How about you?
I think that's a good order for me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Because one of my core desire feelings is to be secure and safe. Mm-hmm. I had that
I didn't have anything about attractiveness on my, adoration, but that's just kind of love.
For yourself, for them to have for you.
Then I need to come up with a core desire feelings for these niggas.
Yeah, but I know for sure that I want to feel safe and taken care of and secure. So status and resources is for sure at the top.
Yeah.
What can you do to take care and lead?
Yeah, how are you providing? What's your provision?
And then I for sure need to be able to trust you and feel like, we're family. I said, I want it to feel like home.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to trust you, because I don't want to be sleeping with one eye open or going through your phone or worrying about how you operating in these streets. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then attractiveness, I guess that'll just be a bonus. And please also be fine.
That's not a bonus. That's damn near, that's necessary.
They were talking about that in the Facebook group. A girlie was saying how she was talking to this guy who essentially had everything that she could ever want in a man, but she was not physically attracted to him at all. She was really struggling with the physical attraction, and she was wondering if anybody else has struggled with that, or what were their thoughts about that. And I was like, there was mixed opinions. Most of the comments were saying, if you're not physically attracted to someone, you can't make yourself be into them just because they have everything that you desire. But there was also some comments saying that you'll basically miss out on a blessing if you're just focused on physical attraction.
Mm-hmm. That could happen.
What do you think?
And I think you can be drawn into some bullshit if you're only focusing on physical attraction. Find a fine ass nigga who want to fuck your life up.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. I think that if it was a nigga who I was like complete, everything was great.
Everything was great, but you were just not physically attracted at all. Let's just say at all. Because the way she was describing it was like she was not attracted at all.
The at all is challenging. There's nothing that's a little cute about him.
And that's how I feel. I feel like I shouldn't have to sacrifice some sort of physical attractiveness thing, because I'm not physically attracted to you to any capacity.
I don't think they're saying he has everything. They're saying
she said he has everything. Except she's not physically attractive.
Yeah, I guess with me, he doesn't have everything. It's tough because
it depends on if it's important to you. And it is important.
But a lot of times, what I'll notice is that the more, if a person has a lot of things that are on my list, or all of the things, say for instance, all of them, then there'll be little things that will start making them more attractive to me. Maybe I didn't for sure see how attractive they are, but I might get high with them and be like, you kind of got a cute little smile.
Okay, but did it go from zero attraction to some? Or was there some potential and it grew?
Maybe because like zero to none. That's a
difference as well. If it's zero, stingy with De Niro, then I don't know. I've gone from someone who wasn't like maybe.
Your type. Like, Megan, you're tight.
Yeah, I've gone from someone who wasn't like initially like, oh, you fine. Or like, you know, whatever. Like, oh, wow. But it hasn't been like, oh, I don't see it at all.
I think is that like it maybe. I've seen people where I'm like, you're not really my type. And I don't really see it. But we've talked enough. And I'm like, okay, you look cute when I smoke a little bit. I'm just kidding. You know what I mean. You know. I think that definitely if attraction is at the top of your list.
So what are you saying? Because you're doing your Libra thing where you're trying to answer.
See both.
Yeah. What is your final answer, motherfucker? Can you or can you not? With zero attraction.
I try to see the best in everything.
Can you? Let's be real here. You're presented with something. Ooh. Can you or can you not? With zero attraction. But they have everything else. Zero physical attraction. But they have everything else. Let's keep it 100. That's what we do here.
I might, honestly, truly, I might try to see if it'll work.
Okay.
Which is probably why I'd be trying to make shit work that probably ain't going to work. But I don't know. You know what? There's things that immediately turn me off. Now, if he doesn't have any turnoffs, then I could probably work with it. Because there are things that I'm like, you got that? And then I'm like,
that's
I don't want that.
That's a part of it, though. What do you mean? There's things. Are we talking physically?
Yeah, like there might be something that I'm specifically like. He might not have those things.
Jeremy,
that turn-
this is a question. You doing all this. You're not attracted. There's zero physical attraction, but he has everything else. Are you fucking with it or not? Yes or no? Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, you're messing with it. Okay.
I don't know, honestly. I'm torn. Okay, probably not.
The shiver. You acting like somebody listening right now. That's no, gonna be like, you know what? I knew you were shallow. No. I knew you were a shallow bitch.
No.
No. It's
what
not
are your
shallow,
thoughts?
Though.
What are your thoughts?
I'm gonna be honest and say at this point, probably not.
Yeah, this bitch is a stone cold killer.
No, but I can see how that can be an opportunity for growth. Maybe as I mature, it will change. But right now, today on February 3rd, 2020.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. So that's all I can go based off of.
Yeah. 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 I think I probably would be like, let me talk to him. Let me see what he's hitting for. Something would have to draw me in if it's like your personality, your style, your swag. Maybe it might not be your physical, but maybe you dress good, nigga.
Well,
I think
swag is a part
you
of physical.
You think that's a part of the physical?
Yeah.
Okay, damn. So he got to dress terrible too.
There's no physical attraction. And that means swag.
No.
That means swag.
Don't take the swag out. Because maybe he's not cute.
Okay, but if you got swag, we could work with swag. You know that.
Okay, you just want the nigga to be just plain Jane. You wanted to be a plain Jim.
You know we could work
with all his shit together. Like, you're terrible.
No.
You do.
Don't say that. No.
You're not even offering me swag. The nigga can't dress.
No, he does not have swag. This is somebody that
no.
you cannot.
No.
You cannot see yourself with. I mean, totally opposite.
No, I probably couldn't. Okay. Damn, you done took away the nigga swag.
I'm being honest because this is how the girly, the homegirl presented it. So we want to give our honest.
What is his confidence in? Like his work? What? How is he confident?
Maybe he's just confidence in himself. I don't got to have it in my work. I have it in who God created me to be.
But no swag.
This is how God created
swagless.
Me. Yes.
Oh, my. That would drive me crazy. I'd be like, nigga, you can't dress. You ain't got a fit.
I know.
Nigga ain't got no sneaks.
But
no
what if
kicks?
He has love for you and adoration for you and makes you feel
and money
safe
for
and
me?
Makes you feel secure.
And money for
and
me?
And makes you feel all your other core desire feelings.
And the money for me?
And money, too.
I'll buy him some clothes. Yeah, baby, I got your fit.
I got your money and your clothes.
Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was a cute little sidebar.
Well, yeah. So basically, we said all that to say that you have to rank these three different categories in terms of importance for you. And then see how the people who come across, who you come across match up to that.
Yeah.
Period.
Next.
And also.
Okay. Go for it. Go for it.
Just a little quick tidbit. The things that you're requesting. You want to make sure you have them as well.
That's
you can't be have trustworthiness at the top of your list, and you know that you're lying and conniving.
The sneaky bitch.
No.
Also, another tidbit: if you're online dating, these categories might shift. You might feel like you're super connected with a person and they feel trustworthy to you, or you're connected emotionally. I think another way to break this down would be status, health at the bottom, and then you would have emotional connection, and then logic is like, are we aligned, right? Just mm-hmm. like on core things. Do you want to have kids? Do I want to have kids? Mm-hmm. And if that was built up in a pyramid or like a triangle, then the status and the health would be at the very bottom of the foundation, emotional in the middle, and then logic at the top. If you're online dating, that's almost flipped up, turned upside down. It's like an inverted pyramid. Mm-hmm. So of course you're gonna be dating somebody online, you're gonna know off top, like Brittany said when she was on the app, what are you here for? What do you want? What are your intentions?
Yeah.
You automatically find out if you're logically aligned with a person. Do you want kids? Do you want a serious relationship? You just want to fuck around, get smoked.
I was weeding them out.
Right. And then the next one is,
I weeded myself out.
The next one is emotional. Like, you guys get to texting, talking all the time. You're building this.
What's your emotional intelligence? Yeah. How you hold a conversation.
You're connecting with this person in the heart, in the mind. And then the next one is status and health, which is like, what this nigga look like when he pull up, he got a job or what? That comes dead ass last. So if you dating these niggas online, pull up and meet them sooner than later so you ain't wasting your time.
Yeah, or FaceTime at the bare minimum, because that's another way to do a weed out.
Yeah, like, if his teeth yellow and he look like he don't sleep much, ain't drinking no water, probably gotta go. I mean, unless you like yellow teeth. Whatever.
So anyway,
you feel me? Whatever you're attracted to, just pull up on it and see if that's really what's popping.
Before you get too deep.
Before it gets too deep, because you know we'll get emotionally invested in these niggas.
That's how some people get you too. They try to get you emotionally.
Yeah. Which is kind of like step two.
Step two. So step two, and this again, how we're attracting compatible partner.
Mm-hmm.
We're exploring our feelings, okay? We're paying.
We done got back professional.
Back to okay. Yes.
We're exploring our feelings.
Yes. Pay attention to your emotions and note who you find attractive, right? Are there some common features here? Do you have a type?
Is that your type?
Yeah.
Are you attracting bottom of the barrel niggas who constantly need saving?
Yes, over and over again. Back to the first portion of this show.
Right.
We're going to pay attention to these to our emotions and the people that we're finding attractive. And we're going to identify the feelings that tell us who we find unconsciously attractive.
Yeah.
These are both equally important because
they're equally good,
because we can end up playing ourselves, just like we've sat here and had this conversation about
the masturbation.
Just how we sat here and had this conversation about the way we were ranked these things and like how much weight we're putting on a certain category. What am I unconsciously finding unattractive, and what am I finding attractive, which is not working?
Or even the unconscious, like, what do I unconsciously find like attractive? What draws me into a person is because I see he has material shit on Instagram. Is it because of the way the nigga talk to me?
The swag.
It's the swagger. Is it swagger daggers?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? So yeah, I think that's good. So again, now step three in attracting a compatible partner is remember to check for conscious compatibility.
Yes.
We brought it up.
This is our conscious dating, conscious attracting.
So we're not letting our emotions run the whole thing. We're tapping in and being like, hey, girl, that's self-awareness. So feeling attraction to a person is only like the first step. That's not the whole process.
It's not. We can't stop there. A lot of the times we do stop there.
But we got to remember to screen these potential partners.
Yes.
We're not letting them guilt through because we're filtering. We're trying to find long-term compatibility here, girls.
Yes. This is for the mommies who want something long-term. Now, if you just want to have fun and you're not really worried about all this, then do what you do. This doesn't matter.
I guess it kind of does matter, because if you know you don't want an uncircumcised dick, and we checking for it.
Okay, well, we're talking about
it works in all sectors.
If you're just having fun dating, being on your hot girl shit, then you know this information doesn't pertain to you.
But take it for another day.
If you want to settle down, you know, we know we have some younger mommies, but we also have some older ones or whatever. If you're in the mindset to settle down, then this information is for you, right? We're screening. We're being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at these people. Do you have the traits that I want?
Yeah.
Do you have what I'm looking for? Do I have what you're looking for? Because that's important too. A lot of the times we think about what you got for me. What do you have for them?
Right.
There has to be some equal compatibility.
Some reciprocity.
Even exchange. Yes.
Yes.
So
check their pattern app. Nigga, be my friend on pattern.
I saw this thing said, I done deleted him from my pattern app. It's officially done.
Yes, done. We're done here.
I don't care about what's happening with you.
Yeah, your moon sign.
You're done. You're out of here.
Yeah.
So, yes. But once you find someone who matches your preferences and you match their preferences, then that's a sign that you have a good long-term relationship partner.
On the horizon.
Your person.
He's here.
Your bae, your boo thing, whatever you're calling this person.
Remember Bugatti? Y'all wasn't calling them your Bugattis?
No, we called them our boo, bae, thing, work.
Remember? And she just called me boo. That's my Gotti. Because people used to say Bugatti. Like, that's my Bugatti.
Okay, yeah, that might have been that LA thing.
You were here in L.A. when that was going on.
Oh, who sings that?
Jess.
She just called me boo. That's oh, Overdose. Gotti.
Yeah, yes, Overdose.
Okay. So basically, that's all we got for y'all today.
We got y'all.
That's all we have for you. Again, remember, it starts with self.
It does.
So sometimes you got to take a break from everything else and tune in.
Tap in.
Turn on.
That's what we're doing these days.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it.
We'll be back.
No gym this week.
Huh? Next week. We'll be back with a gym next week.
We'll do that. So we hope you all enjoyed this episode. Again, share it if you're feeling it. And we'll chat with you all next week.
And follow us on Instagram. Love you so much. Bye.